Dave Nelson is here this morning, and he usually is here for our Tuesday morning, first Tuesday morning of the month conversation. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff.
All right, I'm going to start reading some of these notes here that I just got, and I want you to tell the folks what's up here, because things are a little bit different where Dave Nelson's concerned.
It's a little bit different. We've done the first Tuesday of the month for quite some time, and looking to continue to do that, but there's a couple of big changes that have taken place for me. Number one, I retired from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to enjoying retirement, and I was retired over the Thanksgiving week. But retirement has been short-lived.
Yeah.
I've been recruited, and I've accepted a sales position at Tomahawk Trailer Sales here at Tomahawk.
Got it.
So first of all, I want to thank all my customers and the people, great people I've gotten to know over the last 15 years. You know who you are, and I appreciate that business and those friendships that have been developed. And now I'm looking forward to the next chapter. And for me, that means I've got to learn a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be dealing with products that I'm not that familiar with yet, but anyone that knows me knows that I will be.
Okay.
And if I don't have answers for customers or prospects, I'll get the right answers for them. But it's pretty exciting. Tomahawk Trailer Sales has gone through some growth. It's Don Liebelt, who also has Firewood Automation.
Okay.
And also Wisconsin Outdoor Boiler with the Crown Royal Stoves. And the trailer sales is a growing part of the business.
Okay. When I saw you in the store, it's got to be about a month ago when you told me some of this news. You could have knocked me over with a feather that day. It really caught me off guard, Dave. I never thought I would be hearing the stuff that you were saying. At this point, I know how much you loved your job and you still love going to work every day. And I loved being able to talk about things that you love also in our conversations. I always look forward to those. So that was a big surprise.
Yeah, it was. It's something that, you know, the time was right.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. It's hard to walk away from something like that you built from the ground up.
Right.
But it was just time. And like I said, I was looking forward to taking some time and relaxing. And I guess I'll be relaxing in a different way
know,
with this new adventure.
But you've got some new stuff to learn, so let's talk about that. That's one thing I always appreciated about going to the other store. You were an expert on everything in that store, and now you're going to be an expert on everything at Tomahawk Trailer Sales.
That's the goal. I tried to know more about my product than anyone else, including, in some cases, some of our vendors. And then I also tried to know more about my competitors' products than they know about mine.
Yeah.
And, a lot of it has been relationship selling. It's getting to know people. It's putting them in the right product. It's asking them the right questions. And that's going to continue.
Right. I think that has to do with some word-of-mouth stuff, too. You establish your relationships in the store, and then people appreciate those, and then they tell other people. And I always said, hey, you want a pellet stove, you talk to my friend Dave Nelson, and he will hook you up. And so it's good to be known for what you know. I was taught that a long, long time ago when I first got into radio. You can be known for who you know. You can be known for who you are. You can be known for what you know. I think being known for what you know is on top of that list.
Well, I appreciate that. That's it's something I've always strived for. My first job out of school was on the road in sales, selling nailing and stapling equipment and strapping systems. And that one lasted 32 years, and it took me to North Dakota, where I met my wife, and then to Des Moines, Iowa, and then Cedar Rapids, and then Waukesha, and then our rep retired up in northern Wisconsin, and I grew up in Merrill.
Mm-hmm.
So the word was that Dave was going to be back there, and that happened, and we raised our five kids there, Don and I, and it's gone on. You know, we've gone on to see a lot of changes in life as we've gone through it. But then the second thing was to start Powerhouse from scratch, and we had great support there, and now working with Don, I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be great for the Tomahawk area.
I got to say, the first natural question that comes to my mind after being your own boss for a long time, how is it going to be working for somebody else? How's that dynamic going to work?
That's one of the things that we had a discussion about, because one of Don's questions was, well, what are you responsible for? And
yeah.
I explained what I was responsible for, and he said, well, really, all you got to worry about here is selling.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is all right.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you going to be selling? Let's talk about the product at Tomahawk Trailer Sale. Let's start. You mentioned, first of all, I didn't know that they had some of this other stuff, so I got to pay closer attention here. But when it comes to trailers, Tomahawk Trailers, let's talk about that first of all. Most of us at one point or another in our adult lives will need a trailer.
Of some sort.
Of some sort, right.
Yes. Yep. So Tomahawk Trailer Sales is there's a second secondary location or a sister company called Frenchville. And so when you go on the website to look at the products at Tomahawk Trailer Sales, you'll see all of that's what's available there and Frenchville. And Tomahawk Trailer Sales has over 100 trailers in stock, which you don't see from the road. We'll talk about the address and the new location towards the end of this discussion.
Okay.
But you don't see that. And so that's all in stock. And there's another 200 available at the other location, which can be transferred up here with no shipping charges, additional shipping or anything like that. So it's pretty awesome to have something like that local. They've got brands including S&S Trailers, Big Tex, Kiefer, Cargo Express / Pace American, Cross, Hillsboro, Midsota, Sport Haven, Chilton, Liberty, and Sundowner, all U.S.-made product.
The other thing that's interesting about this whole situation, this topic, is, first of all, I didn't know there were so many trailer makers out there. That's the first thing that I'm noticing here. But how many different configurations of trailers even exist? It seems like I just didn't know that there were so many different configurations either.
There's all kinds, and as we talk in future discussions here, I'll be able to expound on that. I'll know a lot more and be able to touch on some of those things that are maybe important to customers in this area. But we've got utility trailers, dump trailers, equipment trailers, enclosed trailers, snowmobile trailers, livestock and horse trailers, and even personal watercraft trailers. And those, some of those are pretty basic, pretty standard, and many of them are customized.
Most of us need a trailer so we can get our lawn mowing equipment to and from the service departments. We need maybe we have other properties that we want to get our home equipment to our other property. So the basic need of a utility trailer, there probably isn't even such a thing because it probably depends on personality more than anything else and everybody's personal unique situations that they're in. That depends on what kind of trailer they're going to need.
Sure, exactly.
So you fit them.
What are you hauling? How far are you going to travel with it? Are you off-road? Are you on-road? You know, where what does it need to do for you?
The other thing I look for in a trailer, Dave, is I don't want it taking up room in my garage. I want it to be able to be stored outside, and I don't want it to rot while it's outside. So what can you do for us there?
A lot of them are aluminum trailers.
Okay.
So they're not going to rust. There are some that have different siding on them, which is a laminate siding, which has got a hard shell on the outside. For someone that's looking more for more structural strength
okay.
in the sidewalls, they don't want to get dinged up,
right.
or something like that. So there's all kinds of variety. And like I said, I can't answer the specific questions there right now.
Right.
But I've got a great team that's backing me up. So we just had a situation where a customer was looking for a specific trailer yesterday, and I worked up a couple of quotes on two different brands of trailers. And left a message for the customer late yesterday afternoon. He called me back this morning, and he had a couple of questions and things that he forgot to ask for. So in this particular case, it's an enclosed trailer. We quoted it with a door that drops down in the back. And he said, oh, I forgot to mention I was looking for swing out doors. So I'll get back to him with, the availability there. Is there any price change? And then also a different structure in the wall because there's different thicknesses. So 030, 040, that's 30 thousandths, 40 thousandths thick metal, aluminum, or this more rigid side that I was mentioning to you, which is an upcharge if he's interested in that.
The other thing I'm noticing about trailers in general, Dave, is that a lot of entrepreneur guys, guys with their own business, they're in a pickup truck, but they've got a trailer that's like a shop on wheels nowadays. They don't have a location, a shop, so to speak. So their shop is what they tow behind their truck. So I would assume that guys are going to need different configurations in some of these kind of trailers, depending on what kind of business they have. Can you guys help out
exactly.
with that?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can set them up with certain options or, set up specifically for what the customer is looking for.
Food trucks. I've seen food trucks. Their guys are hauling a food truck in a trailer now, too.
Yes.
So depending on no matter what you got going on, if you have an idea for a business, maybe the first thing you need instead of looking for a brick and mortar, all you need is a good trailer.
I think we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about over the coming months.
Boy, I think so too. And I'm noticing something else here on my notes here. Toppers for your trucks, tonneau covers, Lear, I know is a very good brand, but let's talk a little bit about that topic.
Yep, ARE and Lear are the two leaders in the industry.
Okay.
And not a lot of places offer these anymore. You see tonneau covers on a lot of trucks. Toppers, you don't see quite as many of. That stuff's all, the toppers are pretty much all custom ordered because customers got a certain size box. They're all painted to match the the truck, and there's options. So when you go to get one of those, we find out what the specifics are on your truck, quote accordingly, and then we'll offer installation and for those toppers and for the tonneau covers.
I'm hoping that my next vehicle will be a pickup truck, and I'm already starting to wonder, do I want like a nice fiberglass topper on there, or do I just want a tonneau cover? So I got to ask you. One person that's very important to me in my life said, well, why do you want that old matching topper? Isn't that like for an old guy? Don't you want something that makes you seem and look a little bit
young? But we resemble that, really.
You know, what's wrong with being an old guy?
Yeah, exactly.
So a fiberglass topper or tonneau cover, I would assume it's going to depend on what you're going to be hauling in the back of that truck.
A lot of that, yes. Tonneau covers, there's a lot more tonneau covers out these days than toppers. Visibility is a factor. You can look in your back window or look in your mirror, and you can see, you know, much better with a tonneau cover than you can with a topper. On the flip side, on a topper, you've got something that's dry, and you know, you've got height restrictions. So the tonneau cover, when you open the tonneau cover, you can put anything in the back of the truck. With a topper, you've got tonneau cover, you've got height restrictions, but you've also got dry storage, and you're not having to fumble around with, you know, cleaning that box back out after you have the tonneau cover open in the snow or in the rain.
I'm starting to see a similarity between your old life and this new life. The products that you used to sell at the old store, top of the line, USA made, really good stuff. You didn't have a lot of cheap junk in there. And I'm seeing that the stuff that you're repping now, same thing. This is the good stuff.
Exactly. So we had a show, an open house or an event at the old store a couple of years ago. And there were a number of my vendors were in there. And there was a quiet time where there wasn't many customers at all in the store, and the vendors were kind of talking, and they looked on the back wall of the store, and they said, there should be one word across that wall, quality.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment. Yeah. So that's the same thing that we're looking at here, quality products.
Buy it right the first time, that's usually the best way to go.
Yep. And then service. So there's a full-service truck shop. We've got many parts and tires in stock and access to many more.
And more than just trailers, like you said earlier, the toppers and tonneau covers, Outdoor Boilers, Wisconsin Outdoor Boilers, that's a name brand?
No, that's the business name.
Oh, okay.
So Don's got several business names, and Wisconsin Outdoor Boilers, one of them. He's been a dealer for Crown Royal Stoves for quite some time. They're made in northern Minnesota, and they're one of the best outdoor boilers on the market.
I've seen them. I don't know what they are. How would you explain one?
I'm going to learn more about
You're going to learn more about
that? Yeah, it sits outside. You've got lines that run underground to get the heat, you know, the water or the
fluid. You throw some wood in the boiler outside.
You throw some wood in the boiler inside. And you load them up, and you go back inside, and you have your cup of coffee or your cup of tea and or hot chocolate, and watch it go.
And the other part of the business is called Firewood Automation. What's that all about?
So Firewood Automation, they've got the brand called Hockey Pilkey, which are firewood processors that are made in Finland.
Okay.
And Don distributes those as well. I don't know a lot about those, but that's something I'll be learning more about. And then kind of along with that side of the business, he's got Frostbite Grapples, which are made in Scandinavia. Those go on the front of a tractor or a skid steer, and you can grab things and move them from point to point.
Okay.
And then he's got Eaglin skidding winches, which are also made in Europe.
I saw those grapplers at work when I had the guys from Foley's out at our property. That thing can take a huge pile of brush and get rid of it real fast.
They make quick work of things, don't they?
They really do. They really do. And one of the other things here as we start to close out our conversation, Dave, this part really makes me happy because...
Just before you get to that, there's a little part here that I forgot to list.
Okay, what is that?
And that is that we offer a selection of clean, used, late model snowmobiles.
Okay.
And these snowmobiles, they go out and they hand pick in western Yellowstone. So they've never seen salt. They've never seen, you know, negative things in the environment. And they bring them back here and offer them at a fair price. And there's some great sleds in stock.
So when you hear the name Tomahawk Trailer Sales, you not only have to think about good quality trailers of all kinds and all sizes and all configurations, you also should think about truck toppers and tonneau covers, a full service shop to fix all that stuff when it's needed, Wisconsin Outdoor Boilers, if you want to keep the firewood outside instead of inside, that sounds like a great option, Firewood Automation, if you're making firewood on a big level, Dave and the crew can help you out there as well, and...
The snowmobiles?
The snowmobiles.
So you relax when you're done working?
So you can relax when you're done working.
And then the thing that's going to be near and dear to your heart, the last thing on the list today.
Smokin' Brothers Pellet Grills. I didn't use mine at Thanksgiving. I got a new toy.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
I smoked my turkey. I spatchcocked a turkey and smoked it for all my buddies when they came over for a Packer game. They said, fantastic turkey, outstanding. How'd you do that? I want to know the secret. I decided to deep fry. I got an indoor deep fryer for my turkey this year, and we can talk off the air about that sometime. But you smoked your turkey for Thanksgiving.
I did. It's actually the first turkey that I've done over all these years, and we had a daughter and family that were coming for Thanksgiving from Minnesota. She got sick. Couldn't come as early as they would like. Now they planned on coming Friday to eat Saturday, and my wife wouldn't let me have that turkey that was thawed in the refrigerator sit for those couple extra days to make it on Saturday. So I made it on Thursday. I did it on Thursday. Came out perfect.
Yeah.
And then we made another one on Saturday. My daughter did make it over. And so we had two turkeys, one from the smoker and one from the other. And
nice.
You can argue which was best. But anyway, we got Smokin' Brothers Grills on the way. The order is in. We'll have some great lines of seasonings, some of which we've had before, and some of which are near and dear to you. And people can get their orders in now. Those grills are expected in within the next 2 weeks. So give us a call. You can get one on your list for having before Christmas.
I used the last of my John Henry's butter pecan at Thanksgiving time. So, yeah, I was getting a little nervous. I'm thinking, what am I going to do if I don't have my John Henry's butter pecan?
Yep. I don't have the John Henry order in yet.
Okay.
But we will
Get on that, Dave Nelson.
We got a couple of the other ones that we've had. Yeah. And I got plenty to do.
Good deal. Let's
so,
talk
new
about
location.
The location. Yes.
Yep. Don's moved from, he used to work out of his home on Grundy Road, Irma. And they've moved into a new location. It's 1220 Southgate Drive in Tomahawk. It's just about across from Daigle Brothers on S.
He's
just heading out of town.
Right.
You don't see many trailers from the road. You got a railroad tracks there, and then you go down to the buildings, and there's a handful of trailers.
Right.
But out behind there's a lot of area that goes down to the river. And like I said, we got 100 trailers in stock. So there's that. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And the phone number to give us a call is 715-360-6292. I look forward to seeing many of my old customers and friends and meeting many more.
Outstanding. Dave, it was a pleasant surprise seeing you here this morning. It's always good to see you as a nice surprise here. And so glad we're learning more. So when you think Tomahawk trailers, you better think a lot more than just trailers.
It's more than just trailers. Yep.
Dave, thanks for being here. And we're going to look forward to seeing you on the first Tuesday next month, too.
That sounds good. That'll be next year. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holiday season to everybody. And best of health and good things for everyone.
Yes, thank you very much, Dave. Good to see you here this morning. So Dave Nelson now with Tomahawk Trailers, Southgate Drive, right off of S, right across out there from Daigle Brothers. Everybody around Tomahawk knows where that is. Over 100 trailers in stock, and coming soon, Smokin' Brothers Pellet Grills, too. Thank you very much, Dave.